Now that yellow jacket hurts me. I don't know why, but I lost them, bothered me bad, makes me mad. But that yellow jacket will hurt.
You got them kind of things that make big paper nests in the trees?
Hornets. Yeah, hornets.
What do they look like?
A what? A hornet?
Yeah.
Nearly like a bumblebee, only he stays spread out. I mean, he walks high and spreads out. Wings are spread. And he's more white. He's got a white back on his wings is white. And his body's striped more or less than a bumblebee is white.
Mm-hmm.
I'd call it white. It might be a gray or something, but anyway.
Now you're majoring in English. What are you going to do with that mess right there? You're majoring in English. What are you going to
do? You were younger. Do you remember any wild times or anything
I spent my time working, I can tell you.
Yeah. Well, what I mean was did folks ever brew anything illegally around here? Or?
I never did see it, but I've heard of it. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, Mr. told me over there, he said he saw 7 stills one time going up on some old range outside of Poughkeepsie.
Wilbur told you that?
No. John or whatever his name is.
That's him.
Well,
you got over them liars.
No, I guess that's right.
So what? 7 of the Poughkeepsie?
They used to.
And him raised at Ashland.
What was it they'd make?
Homebrew.
Homebrew.
Homebrew. They had a different name for it. Some of them called it white lightning.
Homebrew, was that beer or?
Whiskey.
No, wasn't either one.
Well.
It wasn't beer and it wasn't whiskey.
What was it?
I don't know.
What about the guy who sold it? What was he called?
Bootlegger.
Bootlegger? And was there a place where folks would go to get it, or?
I imagine.
Well, did you ever hear something about somebody leaving a $20 bill out in a stump or somewhere way out in the woods and folks would drop off some moonshine there for them? What was that called? You know what the blind tiger was? Folks talking about the blind tiger? It's a tiger, but it's blind. Blind, that sort of thing.
No, I never heard of that, right? But we had bootleggers. We still got them, I guess. But you know what, it's not as bad here. Well, I won't say that. Now, when I was a boy growing up, you could find anything you wanted in this little town down here.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm not in town much. I pass through there. And I know very few people in that town. And used to, I know everybody in this country. And it ain't been many years ago that I could tell you where every good herd of cattle was in this country. But I'm not out anymore. I quit that. I was hauling hay for the other fella, working in the hay. And I knows where every good herd of cattle was, but I'm not out no more.
Yeah. When you cut hay, where do you put it usually?
Where do I put it?
Yeah. When you cut hay, do you usually get, you get your first crop usually and cut it in around June. Do you ever get a second?
Yeah. Lots of times a third.
Third?
Johnson grass. Well, the way we got it. Now, all I'm talking about is when I was a boy at home. Now, that field over there was full of Johnson grass. All right, we sowed oats in it. You get your first cutting of oats. Well, and then you get a second, and that had some Johnson grass in it. And then you get the second cutting of Johnson grass, which is good. And if you got rain,